This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, March 9th. Okay, so the G7 finance ministers met today, and they haven't agreed to unleash their crude oil reserves, but they did say they've done that in the past, and that had no effect on the price of oil. As I speak to you right now, the price of West Texas Intermediate crude is still above $100 a barrel, actually over $101 a barrel. So that's the main disruption out there. You know, the new leader of Iran, the Ayatollah's son, apparently has been injured already in an airstrike. That comes from an Israeli source. And so it's interesting just watching all this happen. I mean, obviously, Iran's not going to be able to fire drones or missiles much longer. They were hit with over 3,000 targets the other day, so that's a lot. And now Israel did hit some oil tanks in Tehran, and that did get people nervous because I'm not sure they want the oil infrastructure hurt, but you know, Israel probably had their own reasons for those particular tanker facilities. But the main thing you should be aware of is that this should exhaust itself very, very quickly. The main thing I want you to know is that gold's a great buy right now. It pulled back here. I think it's a screaming buy. We do have slightly higher bond yields, not much higher. But we have a roaring dollar, okay? The dollar is the oasis out there. So if this military action has done anything, it's just firmed up the dollar. Now, I do want to remind everybody that the second half of March is much better than the first half. Historically, we have a lull in the first half of March, and then we rally in the second half. Despite all these global distractions, you know, we should get back to earnings and growing. Obviously, the U.S. is immune to a lot of the stuff that's happening. The countries that are very dependent upon that Middle Eastern oil going through the Strait of Hormuz, you know, China, much of Europe, India, they're much more affected by what's happening. So the good news, we're the oasis. The other good news is you can buy in dips here. I have no analyst cuts. So far, so good on the analyst front. So I just think we ought to let this get over with, and then we rally. It's as simple as that. And so I wish I had more news, detailed news for you, like, you know, like the fighting has stopped and all that good stuff. But, you know, things are progressing, and hopefully the fighting will wind down very, very soon. And hopefully Iran will surrender. I don't know if they will or not, but that would be ideal. So with that said, that's your update for today. Hang in there, everybody. I know a lot of folks don't like this volatility, but it will be short-lived, and oil prices will be down as soon as we reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.